Sometimes the people who report the news become the news. Last week, the Allegheny Friends' Reed Frazier was doing some digging at the Washington County Courthouse. He was looking at documents related to a story he was working on, a hearing to determine if a sealed settlement agreement could be unsealed. It was between Range Resources and three families that sued the driller over health issues they say were caused by a fracking site in Washington County. And the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette was pushing for the details to become public. Well, at the courthouse, Reed found documents outlining the settlement details. And that sparked another hearing. And Reed's here to talk about what happened. Hey, Reed.
Hey, Kara.
So tell me about the document that you found, and how were you able to access it?
The document I found wasn't the settlement itself. Instead, it was a court order that the judge had signed last August that referenced basically everything in the settlement agreement. So it was sort of like looking at a mirror reflection of the settlement agreement, but you're not actually seeing it itself. In other words, it had basically a lot of the details that the Post-Gazette was after in their motion to unseal.
And it was available on a database?
Yeah, it was kind of buried a little bit back in the court record of the case. This case goes back to 2012, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of motions. The docket itself, which is basically the table of contents, is over 100 pages. So you can imagine how many documents you'd need to wade through to see everything. It would basically be impossible. But I just started clicking around on the docket to get background on this very complicated legal case that I didn't quite understand listening to the hearing, in case I needed to cover it some more later on. And I just came upon this order and scrolled through it. And pretty soon thereafter, I realized this seemed like the settlement terms.
And so then what did you do?
Well, I took it back to the office and did some checking to see that it was what I thought it was, and then reached out for comment from both sides in the legal dispute, the plaintiffs and the defendants. That day, I got a call. They must have called the prothonotary's office where they record all these court records where I found it, and she wanted to know how I had gotten it. She didn't believe that it would have been in the public system. But later on, she told, apparently she told the judge that it had been put there in error. It should have been deleted from the public-facing system, but it had not been.
So you obtained it legally because you were looking at public records.
Exactly. I was in the only place that anybody in Washington County can see any court records like this. You need to pay a few hundred dollars a year if you want access to these records. Otherwise, you have to stand there and click through each PDF of every legal record in Washington County to see what's happening inside that courthouse.
And print them for 25 cents each.
25 cents each. Highway robbery.
Okay, well then a court order was issued by Judge Catherine Emery at Range's request, which basically said you couldn't disclose what you learned from the documents. And then there was a court hearing.
That's right. On June 4th, we had a court hearing in the Washington County Courthouse. And two things basically happened. One is the judge vacated her previous order, allowing us to publish. But before that happened, attorneys for Range announced that they would voluntarily divulge their end of the settlement. They said that the company was just seeking peace in the case and suggested that the actions of the plaintiffs in the case and the Post-Gazette by asking to have the settlement unsealed were not allowing the company that peace. And this would sort of end their further involvement in these court proceedings.
That's interesting. Well, attorney David Strasburger represented you in the station here in Pittsburgh, WESA. And here's what he said about the lifting of the judge's gag order.
The First Amendment and the Pennsylvania Constitution were vindicated because there is almost never a reason to stifle publication before it occurs.
So after the hearing, you, the Allegheny Front, WESA, State Impact Pennsylvania, published what you found, which are the details of the settlement between Stacey Haney and her neighbors and Range Resources. Just say a little bit about why Stacey Haney sued Range Resources in 2012 in the first place.
So in 2009, Range Resources built this site near their house that included a well pad, a drill cuttings pit, and an impoundment for fracking wastewater. And pretty soon thereafter, Stacey Haney and her neighbors began detecting odors in the air and water inside their homes. And then they started noticing, according to their testimony, health symptoms. They told medical professionals they developed nosebleeds, headaches, dizziness, extreme fatigue, and skin rashes. And so in 2012, they sued Range.
So what was the settlement that she and her neighbors received?
The total settlement between Range and 10 other co-defendants was $3 million to a total of 8 plaintiffs. One of them has since passed away in November, Lauren Kiskaden. He was one of the primary plaintiffs in the case. A third of that goes to the plaintiff's attorneys. There were also some clauses attached to it. One of them was a non-disparagement clause, essentially preventing the plaintiffs from speaking ill of the companies involved on the part of the defense.
And we should say that Range Resources has maintained that they were not responsible for these health ailments or what the plaintiffs were alleging.
That's right.
What does it mean for the plaintiffs and for the public that the details of this settlement are out? What's the significance of this?
Well, that's a tricky question to answer, but I think it's an important one. I noticed one of the commentators in one of the stories published this week said if it's a big amount that the plaintiffs got, it sort of leads to the inference that maybe there was something to the plaintiff's claims in a suit. You know, it was the subject of this Pulitzer Prize winning book by Eliza Griswold, Amity and Prosperity, and it was covered extensively in the press here in Western Pennsylvania because it's sort of a central case about the balance between the risks and rewards of fracking and natural gas here.
Do we know how the plaintiffs felt about the settlement? Are they talking now?
Well, while the settlement is public, they still are under obligation not to say anything bad about the defendants. So they're not really talking right now. But in the book, Amity and Prosperity, Eliza Griswold quotes them without revealing how much the settlement was for, that it left them both feeling angry and defeated by the amount that they each got, but also that it was enough to let them give them a chance to move on. And we should note that this case is not over. There is a criminal investigation into environmental crimes in Western Pennsylvania. And, you know, John Smith, an attorney for the plaintiffs, said in a statement that he really couldn't talk about the settlement or the case because of this ongoing investigation. And this includes a grand jury investigation on the part of the attorney general.
So this has been kind of a whirlwind for you. What have you learned from all of this?
Well, personally, I've learned a lot. I didn't know what the word prior restraint meant until last week. Now I do. That's when a court goes to a news organization and says, I know you have a document. You can't publish it. Apparently, that's not a thing, really, in the U.S. The Pentagon Papers is sort of a classic example. The government tried to stop the New York Times from publishing something, but the courts don't like that because that's basically censorship. Also, though the events in this case, a lot of them happened a decade ago, it's still an explosive story here and around the country. So it's just something to dig our teeth into as journalists and just try to keep reporting on it and keep going. Also, just one lesson I relearned is just as a reporter, the important thing is always to just do the work and look into the court case.
Sit in the courthouse for hours.
Sit in the courthouse. Actually, I wasn't sitting. There's no chairs in the Prothonotary's office. If I could put in a request for some cafe chairs, that'd be awesome.
Well, thank you for all of your hard work on this.
Thank you, Kara.
Reed Frazier is a reporter for the Allegheny Front and State Impact Pennsylvania. You can see for yourself the documents he uncovered and his story at alleghenyfront.org.